environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon, of course, is Joel Skousen, who's regularly with us at this time, and he's going to bring us up to date on what's going on and what will be in tomorrow's special release of the World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always good to be with you.
Well, tell us what the major issues are that face us today.
Well, of course, the major issue is the whirlwind passage of this bailout that's going to turn out to be very unwise. Congress can rant and rave all it wants about big bank CEOs and their profligate ways, the Fed and its unlimited power to create money, or the secrecy of the U.S. Treasury and its manipulation of the markets, but it won't do any good. The power to control money has long since been given away with the creation of the Federal Reserve. The power to keep control over deficits has now been lost with the first TARP bailout, with its nearly unlimited grant of power to the Treasury Secretary to bail out whomever he wishes. You know, eventually we're headed for the collapse of the dollar and hyperinflation, which are kind of two sides of the same coin. But, of course, even that will simply give them another excuse to do something else, always moving us a bit closer to a new world order under the crises. You know, Fed Chief Ben Bernanke promised Congress this week he would look into, he said, the problem of the Fed's refusal to give detailed information to Congress on where the trillions of bailout credits have gone. You know, I don't know what the chairman of an organization has to say, I'm going to look into this. All he has to do is say in black and white, I'll give you whatever you want. But he didn't say that. He's stalling.
I think you're absolutely right. I think one of the most fascinating parts of this whole thing is the effort to divert our attention. So you set up all these straw men, oh, these bonuses, oh, this program they're going to have in Las Vegas, oh, my goodness, you know, they're doing this, they're doing that, they won't tell us where the money is. But the bigger thing is that they're not trying to stop the problem. What they ought to do is demand that the banks who created the faulty mortgages take them back again. I mean, you sold a fraudulent item, and you're going to take it back, and you're going to pay the banks there in Europe and here in the United States that bought them the money, or else. And if you go bankrupt, then your stockholders go down, your bondholders go down, and you all lose your jobs. This is what you got to do. Why don't we go after Moody and Standard & Poor's that put out the fraudulent ratings? Nobody ever talks about how we got in this mess, and they divert our attention with all these side issues, exactly as you're pointing out.
Well, you know, Congress never will get a straight answer because they have no real power to compel, at least without undoing the Federal Reserve Act, which the powers that be will never tolerate. You know, it also matters very little to complain to Secretary Geithner about his lack of specifics on the latest bailout. If Congress was so sincere about accountability, it should not have passed the bill in its current form. But, like the public, Congress got railroaded into quick action under the demand of meeting Obama's quick agenda of change for the American people. So whatever Geithner decides or says now, the Congress is stuck with it. The markets and the public correctly sense that this bailout won't be any more effective than the first, and it certainly won't be the last. It's too bad no one in Congress, except for a few colleagues of Representative Ron Paul, have the courage to just say no. The public has been wired into we've got to do something attitude echoed every day in the media.
Well, I think we ought to do something. I think we ought to demand that the banks that issued the faulty loans take them back again. But they're not going to do that. They're going to talk all around the issue. And I agree with you, of course. The solution is to expose this little group of financiers that have made fabulous sums of money. I think we've witnessed the greatest transfer of wealth from the poor people in a rich country to the wealthy people in a rich country that has ever taken place in all recorded time.
Well, you know, it's technically not... Well, You know, it's not a direct transfer, of course. It's a diminution by massive inflating of the currency. And these people, the speculative economy, it's this churning of special money that they get first. It's a diminution of our value. So there's a taking, you know, as inflation takes hold. But this is just really a slick deal where you create money and you funnel it into a certain portion of the economy that benefits only a few. And the rest of us, you know, have to grovel and keep trying to maintain any value of the dollars that we get dribbling down to us. You know, investment guru Doug Casey said, the things we're doing are unproductive and the exact opposite of what we should be done. The country got into this mess by living beyond its means for more than a generation. And that's the message from the debt that's burdening so many individuals. Debt is proof that you're living beyond your means. The solution is for people to significantly reduce their standard of living for a while and start building capital. Now, that's what savings is all about, producing more than you consume. The government created funny money, he said, money out of nothing. That doesn't fix anything. All it does is prolong the problem, make it worse by destroying the currency. So this is very true. Over several generations, you know, there have been used distortions, misallocations of capital. They've been cranked into the economy, inviting levels of consumption that are frankly unsustainable. In fact, Americans refer to themselves, and consumers or economists keep talking about this as consumption drives the economy. But that's degrading and ridiculous. We should first and foremost be producers. And consumption only comes as a consequence, says Doug Casey, of production. He's absolutely right.
I agree with you totally. On the other hand, just saving money and putting it in the bank as they're destroying the value of our currency is going to be counterproductive, too. They've got to get out of dollars, I think, into something that will hold some intrinsic value because, of course, inflation is the vehicle by which you destroy the savings of a whole generation of people. So it's a lose-lose situation for the average person out there. That's the tragedy. And we've got ourselves in this mess, and the average American has no idea. It did not happen by accident or incompetence. These people know exactly what they're doing. And it looks like Timothy Geithner's learned very well from Alan Greenspan. You know, he used to be able to get up and talk and never say anything. And Geithner's doing exactly the same thing. And everybody sits around and sort of looks, stares at one another saying, gee, I don't understand what he's saying. And that's because you're not supposed to.
Well, actually, you know, Geithner is not getting very good reviews on his speaking ability and talking around these things. He's a little too young. People aren't trusting him. The markets certainly aren't trusting him. You know, the markets just really plummeted the day that he, you know, announced his bailout and waffled around the issues of the lack of specifics, all of that. I'm not going to go through the details of the bill. It's relatively irrelevant. You know, what they choose, they're simply going to spend money into the economy. It's all wrong, especially the bailout portion, allocating a whopping $44 billion to the worst of the budget-busting states, and states like Utah, which is going to balance their budget by cutting spending. You know, they kind of look stupid now to their taxpayers here. Profligate California is going to get a huge bailout of a portion of what they've overspent, and so is New York. So are all the corrupt states, but not the ones that have been frugal. States need to stop spending and need to reduce spending to, and citizens need to reduce spending to core necessities for a few years in order to reverse business expectations of this high consumption and reduce the almost total reliance of the economy on debt. And that's not the way to run an economy.
Agreed.
Now, my readers, go ahead. My readers like to keep an eye on the big pictures, as always, and while the focus right now is on everybody trying to get a portion of the bailout money, the real danger lies in what's ahead, what the powers that be are preparing to stick us with further down the road after this bailout fails and fails to take hold. The worse the crisis gets, the more socialist and draconian will be the measures chosen in the next round of solutions. It's the next round that worries me, Dr. Stan. I mean, it gets worse. They give these powers that be more power each time they go through a different iteration of this bailout.
Yes, and I'm sure that there'll be a next one and a next one and a next one, because there is no way that they're going to get out of the problem that came from too much spending by too more spending. That's what it's all about. I mean, it was the fact that they weren't fiscally responsible. They were spending money they didn't have. But what happens when the rest of the world says, we're not going to give you our money anymore, the money that we've created out of our work people, you know, because your currency is going to collapse. And when the rest of the world stops lending money to America, we go right down the tube, I'm afraid. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen right here at Genesis.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 12, 2008, gold, $940.40. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $967.37, $483.68 for half, $241.84 for quarter. That's $967.37, $483.68, $241.84. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar. Document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, pick up the story.
Well, interestingly, Cliff Kincaid of Accuracy in Media had some cogent remarks about the evidence that Geithner is a front man for a very dangerous globalist agenda. He says, appearing behind a podium, believe it or not, in the Treasury's cash room, he had a big banner called Financial Stability and Recovery. He was reading from a teleprompter and calling this a comprehensive plan, but it was comprehensive in no way, Kincaid says. It seemed so amateurish and shallow that the market dropped and commentators and senators were almost incredulous at the lack of detail. He says, but what were they expecting? Geithner doesn't know what the details are because they haven't been given to him yet. He's making the point, essentially, that the powers that be are primarily out to save their own skins and want the flexibility to put the money where their fellow insiders need it. And that's why all the reluctance to reveal where the money went and where it's going to go in the future. I mean, this is really, they really can't tell you where it's going to go because they want carte blanche, Dr. Stan. They want the ability to simply apply billions to every bank that is a friend of theirs that comes up and needs a bailout. Or if it's an investment bank, they want the power, of course, to turn it into a real bank so that they can apply for the bailout as well, as most of the investment banks have done. He says those who expected the details of the plan were operating under the false assumption that the U.S. Treasury Secretary, and by extension the U.S. government, is in practical control and charge of the U.S. economy. They are not, except as they put their own puppets into those positions of power. He then says that Senator Orrin Hatch, who I indicate is a perennial yes-man to the establishment, has voted to confirm Geithner, saying that, quote, he's not merely acceptable for the job, he's highly qualified. And that was largely because of his role as president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank. But it's interesting that that's where the previous financial bailouts failed to do the job. And when Hatch was confronted with this, he said that Geithner's recognition that mistakes had occurred makes him all the more valuable, in my view, in the continuing effort to right our economic ship. I mean, this is just incredible blindness on the part of Hatch. Geithner doesn't, in fact, recognize any mistake and still demands carte blanche authority to dole out money wherever he sees fit. So why is he so valuable, says Kincaid? It's not because he learns from his mistakes. As we have argued in previous columns, Geithner is valuable because he is a major player in the global financial community, a prominent figure in the Group of 30, an organization of central bankers and the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's a former employee of Kissinger Associates that lived in China, speaks Chinese, and is beholden to the Chinese. His father, Peter Geithner, was a top official of the Ford Foundation. We know what the Ford Foundation stands for, Dr. Stan Ayer. Very much a globalist organization, who knew Obama's mother when she was working on, quote, microfinance in Indonesia. It would be a serious mistake, he says, to say that Geithner is incompetent. In fact, he knows exactly what he's doing. But it was pathetic to watch our senators at a subsequent hearing pleading for details. This is a new world order. Kincaid says we better get used to it. The media couldn't help but notice that Geithner's performance fell flat, triggering a steep sell-off on Wall Street. You know, he just does not, I don't believe, Dr. Stan, you know, engender the confidence that Alan Greenspan did in his slow, careful drawl. He had age and authority, and Geithner just doesn't have it. In any case, he then goes on to talk about the fact that China is very much becoming a major player, and Japan. Kincaid doesn't mention, however, in saying that Geithner is going to meet with China, he'd already met twice with Chinese officials here. The Chinese are demanding guarantees from the U.S. that its China's holdings of dollars won't be devalued by this continual expansion of the U.S. money supply. Well, I don't know what the U.S. can promise China other than gold, because the devaluation of the dollar is inevitable, and they're not going to promise gold. So I think this is, people say that, well, the Chinese hold all the cards, they have all this debt, they could collapse the dollar at any time, but that's not true. In fact, they're held hostage to the fact that we're deflating or inflating the money supply because they've got all this money and they can't get rid of it. I mean, who wants to buy $800 billion of dollars? And there's not enough equity to buy in the United States yet, although China is buying things, you know, to get rid of all that. So this is a problem for China. It's a problem for anyone who holds a great deal of dollars because they can't unload them fast enough and still maintain any value in the dollars that would get hit by a lowering price of the dollar in the market.
Well, I share your concern, and I certainly think, though, that we are in a terrible situation where we are really very, very dependent upon China and Japan and the oil-producing countries to actually pay our deficits. You know, we are the greatest debtor nation in the entire world, the greatest debtor nation the world has ever seen. And, you know, if they stop buying our debt, what's going to happen? They're going to have to raise pretty close to $2 trillion in this coming year. They already acknowledge a $1.2 trillion, and then, you know, with this $800 billion that they're just coming up with, we're talking about $2 trillion. And this may not be all that it's going to be for this one year. And who's got to buy that unless, of course, they start just printing and creating the money out of nothing, which what they call monetization, as you well know. But for our listeners, that's how you destroy the currency.
Well, that's why bonds are going to take a beating here soon, because when you know, bonds are inevitably got to fall when the world gets loaded up with money. And you know, the only reason the dollar is maintaining its relative strength now is because the other currencies are so weak. They're in worse shape than we are just because they haven't got as much room to inflate as we do. Because ours is a world currency and there's $100 trillion out there, and so an extra $3 trillion isn't that big compared to the pool of dollars. But the euro and the pound cannot be inflated anywhere near that size without having very, very severe consequences to their rate of inflation. Now, you know, there was this spectacle in the hearings before Congress of these eight major or CEOs of major banks. They'd received $125 billion, and they were largely unapologetic for their role in helping to create the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. CIOs, of course, said they were trying to lend out more money and pledged to return to profit and be more transparent and pay taxpayers as soon as possible. I mean, endless promises, promises. Yet they warned that there was still much to do and it would take time for the financial system to right itself. Every answer, every new program demands more time. And when that fails, every new program will get its allotment of time. You know, or new program will get its allotment of time, and the months turn into years, and the years turn into more years, and still no change. But there's always, of course, more time than paper money to throw at the problem. That's what I want to emphasize, is that every time, even after a month of realizing a former bailout doesn't work, all they got to do is present a new proposal, and the public is forced to say, all right, I guess we got to give it time to see what it's going to work. Because we don't have any control anymore, Dr. Stan. We simply have to essentially take it, whatever they tell us.
Well, I think what we can do is try to awaken the American people. There's a small group of people out there that control the finances of our nation, and their loyalty is not to the United States. Their loyalty is to the New World Order, and they're using this as an opportunity. This crisis they created is an opportunity to transform America, and we're in real trouble, and our job is to get the American people to see what's going on. While we still have the access to a microphone, we'll be right back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief, perhaps subscribe to it as I do and look forward to it every week coming. So how can they get an opportunity at least to see a copy and sign up if they want to?
Well, the place to go is my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And right there on the front page, first thing up is a synopsis of the current brief. And at the end of that synopsis, it tells you that you can get a sample copy, a one-time sample of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. There is a modest subscription price for the World Affairs Brief, which supports my work. And of course, there's lots of good free stuff on the website. My researchers put up the best of the news stories every day, and I know that your staff uses that service as well. Lots of archival material. I specialize in exposing a lot of the cover-ups and the hidden agenda of what's behind what government does, and uncovering where I can the lies that they're guilty of, because while the media covers up things mostly by the omissions of truth that would change people's opinion if they knew them, the government almost always lies in every pronouncement that they make. So that's my mission in life, to try to expose and get people an alternative source of truth, just as you're like yourself, Dr. Stan. And so I encourage people to go to the website, worldaffairsbrief.com.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to realize we have a visible government, and those are the ones you see on television. The senators, the congressmen, they get up, they give their speeches, they vote, they have filibusters, they play all the games, but it really doesn't matter what they do. There is an invisible government that's got to go ahead and do what it wants to, irrespective of what the American people or elected representatives say or do. And they take us from wars to revolutions to violence to, you know, into the current economic mess. And until people understand that, why, they're not going to be able to understand what's going on, nor are they going to be able to be effective in this battle. And if you think we're going to solve this simply by voting for the Republicans or voting for the Democrats or saying that, you know, conservatism is better than liberalism, why, we're just going to continue playing their game, not ours. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, there's an article this week by Charles Krauthammer, which was excellent in pointing out the hypocrisy of the Obama administration, especially in its bailout bill, especially in its hiring of major lobbyists. You know, he has this lobbying policy, an executive order actually banning lobbyists, and yet he's writing all these exceptions to the policy. And who needed exception? Tom Daschle needed an exception. Almost half of his appointees have been lobbyists of one sort of another. And so, but one of the things that is the most disturbing that has hit the net this week is his hypocrisy under the torture statutes and the government secrecy statute. You know, nothing's more telling of the lack of change in a government under Obama than the latest filings of the Justice Department still demanding complete immunity for government torture. And complete immunity, prohibition against any case going forward when the government declares that this is against the state secrets that the government must hold. I mean, Harper's Magazine, Scott Horton, was just livid at the latest Obama DOJ betrayal. Like most liberals, he was expecting real change, if not at least some change. In Horton's column entitled Secret Crimes, he lays out the most brazen evil of the Obama administration. And what's telling is the fact that the judges were even shocked in these cases because that the first cases out of the new Department of Justice, they're following the same pattern as the Bush administration.
Yes, at least, you know, I feel sorry for the liberals because they're waking up to find out that their hero really has clay feet. He's not doing any of the things he ought to be. At least you and I are not disappointed at all in him. We anticipated exactly what he was going to do, and he's fulfilled our highest ambitions. He's doing everything he can to continue the Bush administration's policies and destroy America.
Well, you know, he at least is smarter than Bush. Bush was absolutely defiant, never apologized. At least Obama gets up there and apologizes for his backtracking and things. And that, of course, keeps people, supporting him. They are extremely resilient about forgiving him of these things as if it's beyond his control. And, of course, you and I both know it is in the sense that he's not really president. He is controlled. He's president as long as he plays the game. But look at this case. Between, you know, from Guantanamo, Benjamin Mohamed's a 30-year-old Ethiopian who was granted political asylum in Britain in 1994. In 2002, he was seized by Pakistani authorities in Britain, turned over with the permission of the Brits to American intelligence officials, and then put into the extraordinary rendition program, flown to Afghanistan, Pakistan, Morocco, was tortured. Is lying pretty close to death in Guantanamo, and his case came before two different courts in the course of the last week, and in both cases, the United States attempted to block his claims by throwing out their argument of last resort that state secrecy concerns preclude disclosure of any information about what the United States officials had done to Mr. Mohammed. I mean, the first was a case court in the High Court of the Judges in London, and the judges concluded the evidence was necessary and essential to the prisoner's defense, and that he had been tortured. But then they insisted on that, in fact, that the case had to be dismissed because the United States government had threatened to interrupt its counterterrorism cooperation program with Britain if British authorities were, as requested, to turn over information that they'd received from their American counterparts. Now, this indicates to me, of course, obviously, this case wasn't thrown out because the United States simply said, oh, we're not going to cooperate with you on counterterrorism. That's like throw me in the briar patch. The U.S. has a lot more secret pull with other Western governments than the public realizes, and it isn't just threat of non-cooperation. The dark side of government uses blackmail. They use death threats liberally. They have dossiers on foreign leaders as well as domestic leaders. They can expose them. They can threaten to expose them. So they have a lot of power to get them to do their will. I mean, it's amazing to me when you talk about all the Europeans and how they supposedly objected to the torture of America and threw that up to the people as, well, we don't do that. And then we find when you dig deeper that they were all collaborating with the U.S., that they all knew that the U.S. was flying these secret flights into their countries. They provided them refueling in their countries. They provided them cover. Sometimes they provided them jail cells overnight on these rendition flights. So, there's a very, very dark arm-twisting system going on around the world, and we don't know, but a pittance of what's really going on.
Well, I'm so disappointed in our Christian leaders, none of whom had courage to speak up against, the torture that was going on. They embraced George Bush. He was one of us. He was an evangelical Christian. Billy Graham had led him to the Lord, and he must be doing what was right to protect us. And none of them had the courage to speak out. That's what's so discouraging to me.
That's right. Well, the courts were in obvious dismay that the U.S. position had not changed following the swearing-in of Barack Obama. They had all expected. I think they half believed the rhetoric. It's amazing to hear these judges looking at these government lawyers and saying, you're kidding. You're taking the same position as the Bush administration. The second case occurred before an equally distinguished panel of appeals judges, in San Francisco, California. In that case, four victims of extraordinary renditions filed a lawsuit against Jepson Data Plan. Now, Jepson is something very familiar to us general aviation pilots. They're the ones that provide all the training courses, and they're just motherhood and apple pie of the general aviation. Everybody who flies a Cessna has learned what a Jepson computer is for computing things and what Jepson charts are and things. And now we find out they've been in charge of, as a subcontractor, of doing the renditions for the CIA. I'm going to boycott their stuff from now on.
Oh, I certainly hope so, and I hope all of our listeners will. Okay, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel for the last session here, and right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen for the final segment of this afternoon's program. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the Obama administration following the same pattern of abuse of the State Secrets Act in the United States government. Obama came to office with a commitment to end torture backed by promises of transparency and accountability. And yet the two cases that we've talked about here cast a shadow over these promises. Obama need not repudiate, you know, the notion of state secrecy, but state secrecy has always been illegal when used to cover for crimes inside government, which is the precise issue here. And no judge mentions that part of the law. State secrecy, you know, should exist to protect the nation's military and diplomatic secrets, but state secrecy must not be invoked to keep materials secret because they would be politically embarrassing or harmful to individual politicians. Even more clearly, state secrecy must never be invoked to conceal evidence of a crime. And that is the law. The judge's refusal to push the government into a corner on that issue indicates that they're just as much controlled as the British judges. You know, even though newly designated Attorney General Eric Holder ordered a review of the Department of Justice position on state secrets, it's believed to be largely symbolic, just like the rhetoric of Barack Obama, as evidenced by his attorney pushing forward with the existing policy in these two cases. Five other Democrats have introduced legislation claiming to reduce the government's ability to invoke the state secrets doctrine, but this, too, is only for show. There's no need for any more legislation. Someone in high authority simply needs to start following the existing law, making it a crime to use the cover of national security to hide official criminal acts. They need to start listening to whistleblowers who blow the whistle about those criminal acts, and that's when you're going to get more and more whistleblowers coming out of the wall if they start enforcing these things. But, you know, when potential whistleblowers see how their cases are downplayed and how they're given token consideration, and then they have to see their lives destroyed. This is, sends a chilling message through them, as this is intended to do. Meanwhile, the FOIA requests for information keep demonstrating a much larger pattern of torture than ever admitted by the Bush administration. Newly classified defense documents describe a pattern of abusive behavior by U.S. military interrogators that appears to have caused the deaths of several suspected terrorists imprisoned at a detention center in Afghanistan in December of 2002, just 2 days after former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld authorized the use of enhanced interrogation techniques against prisoners in that country. You know, the previously secret pages were part of a wide-ranging report called the Church Report on detainee abuse in not only Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay, but also Iraq, the Bagram Air Force Base, where over 700 prisoners, as far as we know, are still held by the United States without any process of legal adjudication.
And, Chris, what really disturbs me, Joel, is I think that many of these people who may not have been terrorists before have become terrorists because of the way we have treated innocent people, and that is unconscionable. And nobody is held responsible. And, of course, I think one day George Bush is going to have to stand before the bar of justice, either in this world or the next world, and I really fear for his soul.
Well, he'll have a lot of company as well. There, even George Bush wasn't actually running the show. There are people who are behind him, which really are making these very, very evil decisions. He's just a yes man going along, and he will be equally as responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, we're seeing that, and I'm not sure how much Barack Obama is involved in these kinds of decisions. I mean, he wouldn't know even if he gave an executive order if Guantanamo was ever emptied out or not. I mean, it could become a secret CIA base for all we know and for all he might know. He only knows what his aides tell him, and they're very controlled as well.
Well, if for any of our listeners out there, Major General Tuguba's report is up on the Internet. It's the report going into what happened at Guantanamo, what really happened. He was told before he prepared the report that if he told the truth, it would end his military career. And he told the truth, and he was ordered to resign. And you should read it. I mean, they talk about waterboarding, how about wrapping electric wires around the genitals and just frying them? That's in the report. Read it and understand. And then think about your responsibility as an American citizen, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, it's really sad, Dr. Stan, when we look at how powerless we are when the people we hire to enforce the law refuse to enforce the law and look the other way. And look at the fraud of this president getting away with not even meeting the constitutional requirement. And not a single court in the land would enforce the constitutional requirement. And in fact, or even help uncover the massive cover-up for media, government, state governments, and the courts about the details of the Barack Obama being born in Kenya and his mother falsifying falsely that he was born in Hawaii. And it's easy to do. I mean, you just take the parents' word, and they just sign on the dotted line, and that's it. I had a daughter born in Hawaii, and she was born at home, and so my wife and I were the affirmance that we affirmed where she was born. It's just that easy.
Well, we're out of time, Joel. I want to thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
Good. We'll talk about the Israeli election situation.
All right, fine. Thanks so very much.
Okay,
well,
goodbye.
Bye-bye. And our guest has been Joel Skousen. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. I always enjoy hearing Joel's analysis in his World Affairs Brief. Well, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you believe in what we're doing, you'd like to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't yet seen the new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix goes into the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and the president who put them there, his name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He's the same president who packed the Supreme Court with Masons so that they could take God and prayer out of our schools. And, of course, both Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his wife were deeply involved in the occult. In fact, he even sent a team out to California to make photocopies of Manly P. Hall's, occult and satanic documents down there at the Philosophical Research Society in Southern California. This is not imaginary. This is real. And all you need to do is look at the back of the dollar bill, and you'll be able to look at it much more effectively after you've seen The Eye of the Phoenix. So it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Excellent. It's very professionally done. We recommend it. And then, of course, we recommend Chris Pinto's two other DVDs, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and the Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And you'll see the zodiacs, on the roofs of the buildings. Of course, they don't want you to go in there with a camera, but fortunately God intervened. And our good friend Chris Pinto was able to get these pictures that they don't want the American people to see. They do not want people to understand that the occultists have been working here in the United States since long before the Constitution was written. Their goal is to use America's military and America's financial power to bring about the world government. And that is why these people relish torture. This is why these people relish the shedding of blood and the violence that they're creating throughout the world, because they are inherently evil. And once you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that, and our talk on planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that, and our material on concentration camps, the DVD, the four-tape set, or the concentration camp special, or the amazing clips where I'll actually hear the Iran-Contra hearings where Congressman Jack Brooks was trying to bring out the fact that there is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to round up Americans and put them in concentration camps. You need to see this, and you need to help us get this out. We have the information. It's all there. We just need the American people to understand and to care. And I think we still have the majority of the people are good people who love the Lord. And that's why, of course, we hope many people want to get Pastor Billy Crone's great DVD series, Part 1 and Part 2. These with five DVDs in it, called The Final Countdown. And then, of course, we have his sets on creation and his set on RFID implants. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're planning on having everything in the world, every object, every animal, every human being implanted. These people are not kidding. They have an objective, and they're going to carry it out. Unless, of course, there's divine intervention, unless there are enough Americans out here who will join us in this truly epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you need, to get a cap.